Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Michael Morris, Natalia, how are you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing well, thank you. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
I had already previously filled out a form, and I haven't received a call back. The agent, I guess, do everything. I was wanting to know if I had heard him. I don't know. He gave me his number and asked me to call you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you said that you filled out a form already. Did you sign documents like a retainer agreement or a contract?
No, I don't think I have yet. That's what he's wanting me to find out.
I see. Okay, so you have not signed a contract with a lawyer already? You haven't talked to a lawyer?
No.
No,
just,
okay.
Just waiting to talk to one of y'all or something.
Okay, no problem. Let's see if I can help you today. Was it yourself or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Me, myself.
Yourself. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you currently getting treatment or are you in remission?
I'm in remission at the moment.
Remission? Okay, that's good. I'm so glad to hear that. What is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Oh, goodness. It's been 4 years. Gosh, I can use my phone.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You can put me on speaker if you need to look at your documents.
Then it was Brian. It was Brian St. Joseph Cancer Center, Brian, Texas.
Okay.
Again.
You said St. Joseph's Cancer Center?
Yes, in Bryan, Texas.
In Bryan, Texas, okay.
Yeah, Bryan.
Yan, okay. All right, give me 1 second. Let me just look it up here so I can pull up an address. Do you know if it was in Via Maria Road? The address?
Yes, I believe so.
Yep,
yes,
okay. All right. And then what was the name of the doctor that either diagnosed you or treated you?
That's what I'm trying to look for here.
Oh, look. Okay. No problem. Take your time.
For some reason, I've lost a lot of memory with the chemo.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. A lot of people, it impacted their life that way. Yeah. So sorry you had to go through that.
I might remember it 15 minutes from now. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It's just weird how that happens. It's all in my phone. Hold on a second. I don't know what's harder, dealing with the cancer. Or everybody. I know it's really hard. It seems like to get any kind of help from the state.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where is? Oh, okay. I can see it. Yeah. Let me call now. Those callers trying to knock me off. Try to steal me insurance or whatever it is. I believe Dr. Thomas.
Dr. Thomas, okay. That's
I believe so.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a first name?
No.
No. Okay.
I can get it.
That's okay, Dr. Thomas. As long as you know the facility, it was a cancer center at St. Joseph's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. And when was the last time that you received treatment?
May of 2021.
Okay. May of 2021. Do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for now.
Yeah, okay, no problem. And then do you know what the subtype was for the non-Hodgkin's?
Okay, like what kind of, I understand it's a little bit different English. What was that part? What sub?
Yeah, was there a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Like a
yeah.
B-cell,
okay.
T-cell?
Yeah, I'm gonna read it out. It was non-Hodgkin's type B as in boy, large cell lymphoma.
Okay, large B-cell lymphoma. Okay, so I'll write that.
B as in boy.
B as in boy, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and have you ever had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And then when was the date of diagnosis?
December 12th, 2019.
December 12th of 2019, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what was your age when you were diagnosed?
Okay, 46.
46, okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/21/72.
11/21/72. Okay. Would you have a birth certificate available if the attorneys need it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what is your height and weight?
6'3", 390.
6 foot, and then you said 390?
Yes.
Okay. And for identification purposes, what is your social?
461-410207.
Okay. And did you use Roundup at home or at work?
Home.
Home. Okay. Did you use it in the place where you currently live, or was it a different address?
Current and different.
Current and past. Okay. What is your past address where you used it?
It would be County Road A.
Uh-huh.
Blue, Texas. Private, it says, gosh, what was the road? It was a private home address number, PR. It's County Road, that's all I can remember about that one.
Uh-huh. So I heard County Road. And then you said A as an apple? Uh-huh.
Blue, B-L-U-E, Texas.
Blue, Texas. Okay. That was the address of the location?
Yeah.
County Road A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then what is your current address where you used it?
The next place or current? Okay. Current place is 217 Sunset Street.
Sunset Street?
Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
Oh, Simpson Street. Okay. And then the city and state?
Lexington, Texas.
Lexington, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do apologize if you have to repeat yourself. My connection's a little hard right now, but we'll get through this together. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, 217 Simpson Street, Lexington, Texas. Okay, and then we have County Road A in Blue, Texas. Did you say you had another address where you used it?
The blue text is County Road A as in apple. Is that right?
Yeah. A as in apple, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there a zip code for that one?
78947. They run, it's like a sub count, sub town.
Same one? Okay.
Seven, eight, nine, four, seven, yeah.
All right. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that used Roundup in your household?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And how big of an area was it where you sprayed Roundup?
Approximately, well, the first initial.
Uh-huh.
14 acres.
14 acres. Okay. And did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or was it a tractor with hoses?
I use a hand pump and backpack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you use Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And did you use it for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And in total, how many years would you say that you used it?
12.
12 years?
Yeah.
Okay. What year did you start using it?
Let's see. 2007, 2008, 2006. Math is off.
2006?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, okay. And then what was the last year that you used it?
When I was diagnosed.
When you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
2019, okay.
Yeah.
And the phone that we're on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone, okay.
Hey, really smartphone.
Okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open email if needed?
Yes,
okay. Because it looks like we're moving forward here if you do meet the minimum requirements. What I'll do after the questions is I'll send you an electronic document to sign. It'll give permission to the attorneys to start working on the case.
Okay.
All right.
Now, if the doctor's, if I named the doctor wrong, how do I fix that?
Let me see. Did you get the correct name right now?
Yeah, I believe I remember. It wasn't that doctor I told you. That's my cardiologist.
Okay, no problem. So, what was the name of the doctor
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, right now. Okay, no problem. Just let me know and I'll fix it here. Right now I have Dr. Thomas, but you said that's incorrect.
Yeah, that is.
Yep. Okay, no problem. So I'll fix it right now. Okay. Did you need some time to find it or?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Just let me know. And then I'll fill out the other information here. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly.
All I want is doctors. Come on, Paul.
If you can't find the doctor, that's okay. As long as we have the correct name of the facility and the address, I think they'll be able to pull it from there.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. If you do find it by the end of this call, we can update it. But yeah, I don't want you to stress too much about it.
Well, it's hard to do when these darn people keep calling me wanting me to join the insurance thing.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know if you guys probably got problems like that, but personally, you know, you get thousands of calls a day. I want you to know, especially when you already got the insurance, leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
No, I hear you. Yeah, getting all the calls all the time.